Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Your Psychic Connection. Hi, I'm Jori Ann, the Coffee Psychic, your host. And tonight we're going to be doing psychic readings for any of you guys that just want to call in and ask a psychic question. You know, I normally like to tell people what has happened psychically during the week. I always say, you know, like right now things have been a little slow psychically for the dead people contacting me. But at least this week, I know I've been finding a lot of dimes lately. I know that's my dead sister Carol contacting me. Everywhere I've been looking the last couple of weeks, out of nowhere, there's a dime. I mean, on my counters, on the floors, I turn around, it's like, wow, where'd all those dimes come from? So that's one thing. That's one thing you guys can look for is when somebody that has crossed over, they're trying to make contact with you. You know, if you're constantly finding something like that around you, yes, I do believe that that is a sign from your dead relatives that are trying to make contact with you. So another fun thing that's just happened, my two granddaughters, their dad remarried, and they were expecting a baby. I did not know when the baby was coming. And today, my son-in-law, who lives in Kansas with his new family, I saw him in the parking lot. And, I mean, it was almost 100% sure that was him, so much so that I yelled out and said, "Hey, Tim." Now, and it was the guy was driving the same car Tim had. That was even more unusual. And, of course, this man looked at me, and it wasn't my son-in-law, but he looked so much like him. Well, guess what? They just had their baby. So if you guys have had any strange experiences like that, give us a call. Also, you can call and ask a psychic question. But if you've had any strange things like that, give us a call and let us know. Let us know the fun stories that you have, because these things are fun. This is how, you know, this is how the world works psychically. So let's see who we have on the line waiting for a call. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, and I should say waiting for a question, not waiting for a caller.
Yes. Hi.
Who
so,
is this?
I'm so happy. My name is Sarah. I'm so happy I was able to call in and do your show. I've always planning to do it for the past, for the past few months.
and thank you for being with us.
I know. I have you. I have saved your information, your website, and my computer. But I always, you know, something always happens, and I'm never able to call you. I'm like, today's gonna be the day.
Good deal. Good deal. So, where do you live, Sarah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. And do you have a psychic story? Have you had anything that's happened to you or anything that you'd like to share with us?
I don't have anything. I mean, I'm very intuitive.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's something... I mean, that wasn't my question, but since you had asked that, I just wanted to mention that sometimes, like, there was someone at work, and, you know, something... Ever since I started working there, we don't really work directly together. It's just the office manager. I know it's a nice lady. I guess I just felt that for some reason, you know, she kind of doesn't really sympathize that much with me. And I was, I say hello, I see her, and I go about my cubicle and do my work and whatnot. But I never quite, I just knew there was, like when she was around me, I always felt, I don't know if it's like a, you know, when two opposing magnets push
right.
You know, each other and they kind of repel. I was kind of like feeling that, you know, in the area. And like when she would walk by, you know, she would maybe say good morning to someone else and just swing by me. And I'm like, well, if I see her, I'll just say hello, you know, because I'm trying to be polite with everyone. And I've always been thinking, this lady doesn't really like me. And I'm like, I wonder why. I mean, but then today something unusual happened. Right. And that's the thing, I can feel it. And it's not a very pleasant feeling. But today something unusual happened. I guess someone had left in their cubicle, and then she had like an unused mug in a container. And she just swung by and says, hey, do you want this? I'm like, sure, thank you. All in the blue.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the energy shifted then.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, but it's like, well, I mean, in a way I'm happy because I want to get along with everyone at my job, and I'm not that type of person. And I know that, you know, not everyone is going to like you. That's a given fact. It doesn't matter where you work, where you go, any part of the world, that's just a given fact, you know? You can be polite to everyone, but it's something I've learned throughout the years. It's not something that I'm doing wrong, per se. It's just the way it is, you know?
Yes. Yes. Well, can I tell you what I was seeing when you were telling me about you and her?
Uh-huh.
I was seeing you guys in the days, you know, remember what the pilgrims looked like?
The what?
The pilgrims.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I saw you and her in those kind of outfits. It looks like, remember when the witch burnings were going on in Salem, Massachusetts?
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was you and her, ma'am.
Which one
and
was
I? I got that you were like a younger girl, and I'm pretty sure she might have been one of the people that turned against you and may have reported you as being a witch.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, she is older than me, and I'm younger than her, but I don't think that has anything to do. But something peculiar happened because I happened to speak a different language, you know, Spanish. And I met her husband at a picnic, and he was a very nice guy. And we just started talking, and I'm like, do you speak Spanish? And he's like, oh, yeah. And then I started talking with him. And he went and he told her, oh, wow, she speaks a beautiful Spanish. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, boy. And then she's like, yeah, she speaks Spanish, and she kind of like walk away. So right there, I knew, I'm like, what did this guy just do? You know?
Wow, wow.
So obviously, I sense some jealousy there, you know?
Wow, wow. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, that, and that makes sense, too, because we come back lifetime after lifetime to work things out from past lives. And when you were describing what was going on between you two, that was a very clear picture that kept coming in, going out, kept coming in, going out. It goes back to the times of the witch burnings in Salem, Massachusetts. And it looked like she was somebody that, like, snubbed you or turned against you. And I'm glad you said you're intuitive, Sarah, because, you know, you... whether a lot of the women that got burned or put to death at being blamed, you know, for being witches, everyone was not. And yet it was quite quite a thing that was going on back there where a lot of people were killed. A lot of people were killed.
Wow.
So I believe you were part of that.
You know?
Yep, just want to share that with you. So what psychic questions do you have?
No, actually, my question was... Boy, I got goosebumps. You said that.
see, you did get goosebumps. That's spiritual validation. You know, when you get goosebumps, that's your soul going like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't like to hear anything about burning people. That's just like, wow.
Oh, I know. Right? It's not a cool way to die, for sure.
Yeah. No, I like, what it is, I have a question concerning, I have a rental property that's up for sale.
Uh-huh.
And I know I've had a few showings. I had an offer, not a very good one. And, you know, these people keep coming back, and it looks like they want a place because they own the other half of the property. And this half, which has two properties for rent, it's my property.
Uh-huh.
But they keep coming back to give me an offer, and I'm like, well, that's not really high enough, and I'm not desperate. I told my realtor. She's like, well, and what do they say? Well, they're going to hold it till October and see what happens. They're going to look around. I'm like, look around? They've been looking since May, and they keep coming back. I'm like, whatever. So I've had some other showings.
Has your house been appraised?
Yeah, it was appraised years ago.
But have you had a recent new appraisal?
No. But the thing is that I have another showing tomorrow. I don't know if you see anything of that or if you're picking up anything with either these people or someone else or when, like, but when do you, like, see me selling
it?
Okay, but again, like I said, I'm not desperate.
I think it will sell. I believe it will sell. But the people,
mm-hmm.
you said that they're connected to your unit?
No. They own the property next door. So they obviously, they want this house. That's what my realtor told me.
Yes.
So they want to own everything, you know?
Yes.
So.
Yes. Okay, so they're connected that way. Yes, I see them connected like that, and I think they're trying to underbid you and hope that you'll give in. And
mm-hmm.
I think if somebody else doesn't buy it out real quick, then they're going to keep at it, and I think they're really going to want it. So I think you just have to stay firm on your price.
Right,
and if
right.
they want it bad enough, that they will eventually come up. I mean, I think they'll come up to a happy medium where you'll be comfortable with taking the money.
Right, because like I said, you know, it's getting income right now. I'm not desperate, and I didn't show that to them.
Yes,
and if I have to wait, like I said, I wait. But like I said, I have another showing tomorrow. There were some other people that already saw it, and they're still looking. So,
yes.
Like I said, I'm not going to give it away because I already dropped like $15,000, you know, for the asking
yes.
price. So I'm like, I'm not willing to, maybe I'll drop another one or two, and that's the max. No.
Yes, I would stand firm. I would stand firm because I do see good things coming your way, but I like you were saying, I would not give it away. So, good luck with that, honey. Good luck. Okay. All right, let's see who is next online. Okay. Hello, caller. Hello, can you hear me? Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Esther, letting you know what's going on.
Okay, Esther, what is going on?
First of all, let me tell you that thank you. I was trying to get in on your garage sale, but is it still going on so I can try to get in this week?
Yes, let me tell everybody. I'm glad you said that because I forgot to tell people about that. you know, sometimes you see different psychics and you want to know, should I try them? Are they any good? Things like that. And I know, Esther, you and I have been going back for a while here. Once a year, I do a buy a piece of my junk for a buck and get a reading at half price. It's a garage sale special. So if you guys were wondering how I am, if you want to try me out, this is the time to do it, because you'll be getting a very good reading, half the price, and I just think you'll just love it. So, yeah, you can still get in on the garage sale special, Esther, for sure. Just give me a call. I'll give everyone my number right now. It's 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292, and it's a wonderful, wonderful reading. You can actually get a double session and get it, you know, for the price of a reading. So, I mean, that's a wonderful thing to do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I did apply for that job, you told me, but then another one came up in the same company with the Bulls for community relations. That one is seasonal, but I did apply for that one. Do you think I will hear something by next week?
I think you're going to hear from I don't know why, but it feels like you might hear from more than one company, Esther.
Oh, really?
That's what it feels like to me. It feels like you might hear from a couple, not just one. So I don't know if you've been throwing out extra resumes or whatever, but, yeah, it feels like more than just one. I get multiple offers, not just one.
Okay, and do you think I'll be working those before the winter time? I mean, you know, in the next month?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you, because I'm going to have to move by next month. That is crazy. I don't know why God threw that in there, but.
You're being challenged. You're being challenged.
I know. This is something that I'm like, okay, maybe it's because he wants me to go head on and be strong and be like, okay, you know, just trust. That's where
right?
I'm at now.
Yeah. Funny.
I do believe that.
Very cool.
Okay. All right. So by hopefully in the next couple, you know what? You answered it already, and I'm going to go to your garage sale so me and my sister can get in on your deal.
Oh, that's good. And I'll tell you what, when I do the garage sale, you know when we do the radio show, I'm only able to give you guys so much information. When you go for a full-length reading, you know, what happens is I go into an altered state, I start gathering all sorts of information, the spirits are talking to me, I read the coffee, your energy, the tarot, I just pull it all together. And again, just to let our listeners know, I get feedback anywhere from in the moment up to 25 years. And I don't know if I shared this with you guys before, but one of the fun readings I had done, I was at a house party, and you guys know I do house parties all the time. So you can call up for a psychic house party if you'd like. Anyway, one of the women came in and she said, she just gave birth 4 days before this party. And it was to her fifth child. And so I know she was a good Catholic family, because that's what we Catholics do. That's what we used to do. And she said, she goes, Jorianne, I want to know, are we going to have one more child? And I said, I looked in the cup, poured the cream in there, and I saw the number 8 coming up. And I said, and Esther, this is so funny, I said, ma'am, I see you having 8 children. And so she started laughing, and she said, oh, no, I was just wondering, am I going to have one more child? And I said, I can't lie, this is what the coffee is telling me, you're going to have 8 kids. And you know, her next pregnancy was triplet boys. So she had her 8 children. So you never know what's going to come up in a psychic reading, you guys. Whatever I get, I tell you, a lot of people say it sounds strange. And you know, I want to address the matter. Some people think things are going to happen overnight. Well, they don't always happen overnight. I want to let you know that, because there's no time on the other side where we tap into the psychic world. So when a psychic, whether it's me or anybody else, is in this altered state, we're starting to gather whatever, what images come through, what pictures come through, what the spirits are saying. And again, could be that you're going to be winning the lottery, which I've told people about that before, and they have. Now, is it right away? It could be. I had a woman call up and tell me everything I told her happened within 2 weeks, everything. And I was like, wow, that's great. And then I've had people call me up after 5 years, 10 years, really up to 25 years, and said the things that came on the CD, or really on the cassette from years ago, I used to do cassettes, all of that came true. So when I do the readings, and I suggest this for any psychic you guys go to see, be patient, give things a chance to manifest, and then be an open channel yourself and listen to what spirits have to tell you. And you know that the future is also subject to change by choice. So, you know, Esther, like you said, there was this job that came in, but something else came in that piqued your interest. So then you made a decision to go down a different avenue. So we always want to be aware of those things that happen. So Esther, good luck with that. Do give me a call. Again, the number is 219-940-9292 to get in on that deal. And we'll talk to you soon, Esther. All right, thanks. Okay. All right, so let's see. Again, you guys, that deal is once a year special only. It's an amazing deal. I hope you guys call in to check me out. All right, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Liz, and I'm in Illinois.
Okay, Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I did have my father passed away, and he used to say that my mother was his queen and that I was his sweetheart. You know, he used to say that a lot. And when he passed away and I was driving in the procession, that song came on, and this happened quite a few other times, but these are two times for sure, where it, you know, I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweetheart, like that. And it happened again. It happened other times too, but it happened again when I drove up to his plot to lay some flowers.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if that was just completely coincidental, but I felt really close to him whenever that song came on, and it seemed like it was just so. I don't know how that could happen, you know, because he can't control that. But
sure he can.
Really?
What brings to mind right now is when you're telling me this. There was a man who lost his son in a car accident, and it was devastating. It was horrible. I might be missing part of the story here, but he literally, I think it was like 3 years later, was driving down, I think it was 90, 94, or one of the expressways, and he was so sad, and he was praying, you know, to his son. Believe me, you guys, this is like 3 years later, at least 3 years later. He's praying to his son, just give me a sign. Please let me know that you're okay, because he was just worried sick over his son. He missed him terribly. Do you know on the marquee, this was either the Cubs or some sort of baseball game, that why 3 years later did they pick a picture of his son and have that up on a marquee at that same time that he was praying to his son, please give me a sign, let me know that you're okay. And here his son is at a baseball game laughing and having a great time. That's a sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And my
father and I were very close.
Liz, I think everything is synchronicity, and I believe that, yes, the spirits can manipulate things. In the beginning of the show, I was telling you guys how I keep finding dimes all over the place. And I know that's my sister contacting me, my dead sister, Kel. And she can come in my dreams. I mean, she comes and tells me when people are going to die in the family. All the time. And so, but the dimes are special and they're connected to her. So watch for all your signs. And yes, I do believe that's your dad contacting you. It's wonderful.
And so my one question I have is, what do you see for work for me?
Well, I want to ask you whose birthday it is, just past or coming. Who's having a celebration coming up here?
It's actually my father's birthday is coming up, and the anniversary of his death is this Sunday, and then his birthday is 2 weeks later.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad. And happy birthday into the new world, right? Into heaven.
Yeah.
So he's got two dates that are very close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just saw a birthday cake, so that's another connection for you to know that that's your dad, Liz. Okay?
Okay.
You should trust that.
Cool.
Now you're talking about work. And I'm just gonna do this because this is how it works for me. Did you have any problems with your stomach, or who's got the stomach problems here?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. It's all corrected now, I hope?
Yeah, it is.
Perfect. Very good. So your question around work is, when is it going to change? because it looks like it's going backwards a little bit.
Is it, well, so I had, when my father passed, there were lots of complications. And so I just fell off the universe for a while and just dealt with all that stuff. And I'm working again.
Good.
And I'm also, you know, I think I'm, you know, taking on another job. I don't know exactly. I mean, it's been very laissez-faire about, you know, like, yeah, we're just going to, oh, yeah, we looked you up on House and we know you're good. So, yeah, we're going to send you, you know, this week we'll send you all the stuff you need to have. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another company, though, that called me that's looking for an in-house person to work with them. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, though, because it's been very difficult since he passed, you know, is it going to be getting easier again? Because it was pretty easy for a long time, and it's just got really difficult.
Yes, ma'am, it will get easier. It will get easier. I think the hardest part about losing somebody is the transition of them leaving the physical body and going into the heavenly realms, where we can't hold their hand, talk to them, hear their voice like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the hardest part about separating from, you know, living in this human body and then transitioning back to where we came from. And the bottom line is we all are highly evolved spiritual beings that come here to planet Earth, or we're also in the universe, but to have the experiences we're supposed to be having for our spiritual evolution. And some people get, you know, get complete and they don't have to come back. They don't have to reincarnate. I think your dad's pretty evolved. And he might reincarnate, like maybe one more time is what I'm getting. But you guys are completely close souls. And I think one of the things you could do, and this is what I tell people too, you could either do some hypnosis or I tell people get a book on karma, K-A-R-M-A, so we can understand the, you know, reincarnation process and know that this is just a natural thing we're all supposed to go through. We're going to go through it. Yeah, I tell people I heard a rumor, none of us are getting out of this thing alive. So it's kind of joking, but it's a fact because
yeah.
We come in one way and we have to leave the other way, but along the way we have our, you know, friends and our family that we love. But there is a CD that I believe it was John Edwards put out quite a while ago, and it's having contact with your spirit guides, angels, and your deceased loved ones. Now, I know he put it out because I have used it in the past,
mm-hmm.
and he walks you through this guided imagery. And while you're going through this guided imagery, he'll tell you something about crossing over this bridge. And then, so in your mind's eye, you're doing as you're being directed. You know, you're relaxing on the beach or whatever, wherever he has you. You cross the bridge and suddenly somebody's coming up to you. And I'll tell you, Liz, I've had my dad come up to me. I've had my dead husband come up to me. And sure as gold, I mean, you know it's them because you can feel them. Now, you might think, oh, this is just my imagination, but in your imaginary state of mind, that's how we have contact with the dead. So if you guys are going to get this and do this process, please don't question yourself. Just go along for the
mm-hmm.
ride. And when you wake up, you'll be feeling just amazed and fulfilled, and the more you do it, you'll know for sure that that's your dad contacting you and being there with you. So that might help ease your pain. And
mm-hmm.
And the other part is you just want to get used to knowing that, yes, they can still come and contact you. They're not sitting there in the grave with their hands crossed over their chest. And, you know, many people, as soon as they're dead, they're completely awake and coherent and they're doing things. They're busy on the other side. I, as a matter of fact, see your dad, hanging out with you for sure, watching over you, Liz. So haven't you heard him in your head? Haven't you felt your dad talking to you or felt his presence behind you?
For sure. Absolutely. And I, you know, I actually was told, too, that I have a little dog. And they said, well, you know, when you do talk to him and you're alone with your dog, you probably should speak out loud because the dog thinks it's strange that he's talking but I'm not talking.
Oh, how funny is that? Yeah. That's great because dogs and children can see the dead.
Mm-hmm. For
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just know that you've got to get used to, instead of feeling him or hearing him in the physical body, now you're getting used to communicating with him in his astral body. So you might hear, you might smell a fragrance that your dad maybe used to wear cologne or cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
or just his, you know, every body has a scent of its own. You might get a scent or a sense of your father.
Mm-hmm.
He might leave the pennies or dimes for you. But I completely get him around you. I see a lot of books around him for some reason. And I see him watching over you. So I would start doing some of the meditations if you need that. And just know that he will start showing you more signs of that this is him for sure. I know he will, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, you're
and
so
I don't
awesome.
Know if I can make it to your garage sale, though.
Well, you can just call up and schedule an appointment.
Excellent. I'll do that.
Yeah, because I've got people in Canada, New Zealand, Australia. I read them, and they just call in and have a reading.
Yeah, and Finley, it wasn't too far, but this is a little far for me. So.
I hear you. I hear
you. Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
All right, Liz, thanks. Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye now. Too much fun, too much fun. You know, again, you guys want to remember, when you are having contact with your dead relatives, again, I say just because somebody died does not mean they are dead. We've got so many people that are on the other side that still are very active in our lives. I mean, yes, are they supposed to cross over completely? Yes. Do we say people that are here in the earth plane, like say if we have hauntings and things like that, that I have to share that with you. That is not your dead grandmother who's in a good place, okay? That would be somebody lost and confused that has not made a full transition. So if you guys have some dead people in your house, it is not Grandma or Auntie Beth or Marianne that's haunting you or that's upset or trying to scare you. Can some of your dead relatives be fun or funny and mess with you? Yes, yes, they can. But that's not somebody haunting you, okay? So there's a really big difference. So if you find that there are some people that seem to be lost or confused, you want to pray for them, learn about doing soul rescue work, cross them over so they can get into the light, and then they can go through the reincarnation process again and come back if they'd like. Normally when you've got your dead relatives having contact with you, they'll come in your dreams or you'll get a glimpse out of the corner of your eye, you know, or you'll have a sense that you know who it is. So there's a big difference. And again, if you've got some questions, you can call me up for a reading. We can go more into depth with that. I also do channeling sessions. I do exorcisms, house clearings, house blessings, house parties, aura cleansing. So you can give me a call for any of that. Again, the number is 219-940-9292. Okay, let's see who else is on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is
this? Hi, my name is Patty.
Hey, Patty, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Great. Welcome to the show. How can I help you?
Thanks. I would really like to know if there will ever be a love relationship for me, or even just a friendship, a deep friendship.
Okay. I know. Don't you hate it when you're going like, will it ever happen?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. People say, well, you know, well, of course it's going to happen, but that's not always the case.
Well, I'll tell you what. Have you had a lot of psychics say that, of course, it'll happen?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I've
had one or two, yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you the same thing. Patty, of course it's going to happen. I'll tell you why I know it's going to happen for you, because I don't see you dying alone.
Oh, that's good. That's a big relief. That's Yep. Something I'm
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Quite,
and he's a little chubby.
About.
He's got weight on his body. He has a full head of hair. He should have dark brown and medium brown hair. He's a very nice man. I think, I'm not 100% sure if he's got a child, but I think he does have a child, or he may have had a stepchild. It feels like he's kind of shared a child with somebody else, but I'm not 100% sure if it's his. And he seems wonderful, and he feels like he's intermittently interested in exercise and stuff like that. He maintains a good job, and he's a very nice man, and he's a gentleman.
Okay.
That's the man I see around you. And I think he's got car trouble.
Car trouble?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you
and it feels like he's an office worker. He's not like a carpenter. He's not a laborer. It feels like he's an office worker. I'm trying to see what else about him. But he just feels like he's got a really good personality, very sweet. It's almost funny that you guys haven't met yet. That's what it feels like to me. It's kind of funny you guys haven't met yet. So I don't know what it's like somebody that I read years ago, I remember her saying they were together for 15 years, but they worked together for like 30. And I'm like, wow. Okay, what happened? She goes, we worked in the same company. She goes, I literally dropped something one day. He picked it up. Our eyes met. That was it. They were together ever since then.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is cool. Do you think it's something, do you sense this happening far in the future or closer?
I'm not sure when, but again, it almost feels weird that you guys haven't met yet. And or maybe I should say clicked yet, but met yet. I want to say met yet. And
okay.
Like maybe you could have or should have already somehow. But he's a very dear man. He's a very good man, and he's a very committed man. This man is not a cheater. He does not cheat.
Okay.
So that'll be something very nice. Me personally, I think you guys will get married.
Really? Okay.
Yep, that's what I think.
So,
uh-huh.
So there will be feelings, because in the past I've always had it where I have feelings for someone and they don't for me, or they have feelings and I don't for them. So,
yeah. You know, it's really
tough.
A matter of finding a friend, finding a wonderful person, and you guys becoming best of friends where you're going like, I just love you. I don't want to lose you. I mean, that's really what a wonderful, deep love relationship, that's your ideal love relationship, actually. Being
I think
best
so
friends
too.
With your
sweetheart,
your lover.
And as I'm getting older, I realize that's more of what I want, something stable, you know.
Totally. I mean, we all have chemistry. We all want excitement. Ooh, you know. And the chemistry is one thing that, you know, initiates the relationship, but is that going to be what lasts? And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. So, like you said, a long-lasting, loving relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I have one more quick question. Do you think I will ever hear from D again? It's just someone that I know, a friend.
I kind of want to say some things are better left in the past. That's what I want to tell you about that.
Yeah.
You know the saying, let the, oh God, I can't even think of the saying now. It's like letting the dead dog lay, something like that.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've
given up, and I was treated pretty horribly, and I know that I will never get any apology.
You won't get any satisfaction. You won't get any answers. You just need to forgive the situation, Patty.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you need, because literally by you even wanting to have contact with them, it's just going to bring up all these bad unresolved feelings. And you just want to, you know, what is that song? Let it go, let it go. right?
It wouldn't. Yeah, I think you're right in that it wouldn't lead to anything.
Nothing. Except for more sorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
honey.
Hey, good
so
luck.
Much. I really appreciate it. Thank
you.
You
bet. All right. Take care. Bye. All right. Yeah, sometimes we need to let the past be in the past, you guys, because it's not always it's the past for a reason. Right? It's the past for a reason. All right. And then if it doesn't work out, you want to forgive it. If you still have unresolved issues, you want to forgive it, because otherwise you're carrying it like, and believe me, all of us have done this, by the way. We're all in a process, and many times people get down to, you know, forgiving the past where it has no bearing on their future or their present at all. Amen. That's what we're all looking for. So something to consider there. All right, let's see who is next. And sometimes it's not real hard to forgive the past, but I say if that's the best they can do at that time where you felt injured or wounded, real or imagined, you want to forgive it, because we're not always forgiving it for them. You're forgiving it for yourself so you can get it off of you and move forward. All right. Hello, caller. Who's next?
Yes. Hi. My name is Joan.
Hey, Joan. How are you tonight?
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
Great. Where are you calling from?
From Michigan.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question, and it's if you see a new business venture coming up for my husband and myself.
Let me see. This is for Joan. This is business. Can I ask what your husband's name is, Joan?
Andy.
Okay. Oh, my God. He's a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody really love your husband?
Yes. Yes, they
most
do.
Most people. Good.
Yeah, he's a good soul, good heart.
He is. I will tell you, he's a good soul. When I think
hard
about
worker.
This new business venture for you, sometimes, for some reason, I'm feeling like obstacles. I'm feeling like things getting in your way. It feels like it's not flowing properly right now.
Okay.
There's like
that's
something
true.
Blocking
right
you.
Now. It's, yeah.
Good, thank you. That is true, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's why we're thinking of something new.
Good. Good. I have to ask you also, if you don't mind, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but have you guys both been to the doctors, get your health checkups and stuff like that?
Not for a while.
Okay. So it just kind of feels like it's good to keep up on your health checkups, in case anything pops up, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of people
or?
That live until they're 100 years old, and they're like, "Now I smoke a cigar to you know every day and have a glass of wine, and they're fine."
Yeah.
Yeah,
do
but
you mean that for both
we,
of us, or just one of them?
I don't know. Did somebody have problems with their back or something?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like there's an issue with the back somehow. And
okay.
Also, I don't know if somebody's got cholesterol issues. But again, sometimes when we don't go, we don't know that we have it. And if you need some medication for it, or if something pops up eventually, you know, you just want to be on top of your game.
Yeah, okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay? But it looks like right now, Joan, it looks like there's some obstacles getting in your way of this flow of energy around business.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like whatever personal things might be coming up, you want to get those handled and addressed. And then it feels like new things will be able to start to come through for you.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing right now. And I always encourage people, if you want to give me feedback, please give me feedback. Because that's something that I have found, I started asking for feedback. I don't know if, you know, how many of you guys are psychic out in the audience, but I think most of you are, and that's why you're interested in the paranormal field. Maybe you don't have it developed up to your highest level, but when I started out with my work, I started out asking for feedback because this is what I teach my students. Always ask for feedback. It's good for the validation so you can continue with your work. I don't have to have feedback anymore, but I enjoy hearing it because there's a lot of things that I hear that or that I say that it's really not me saying, it's the spirits because I don't remember most of what I say during readings anyway. But I love getting the feedback. And so feel comfortable giving me some feedback when these things manifest for you. See who is next online.
Good afternoon.
Hello, caller.
Good evening, Jurianne. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Who is this?
This is Jan.
Hey, Jan. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, I'm just asking about finances. Will this
right,
be a time for me to win the lottery?
Amen.
or my business adventures work out?
I have to tell you guys, I read a lady last week, and I said, oh, my God, you've got a gift of money coming in here, an inheritance money. Money's coming somehow. And she goes, yes, I just got it. And I said, wonderful. She goes, I just won the lottery. I'm like, oh, my God, that's amazing. So she won over $250,000. Yay. And, yes, isn't that exciting?
Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know, however, and then a week later I'm hearing that Illinois is having a hard time paying out their lottery winners until they get the money situated.
Yeah.
So knock on wood, I'm hoping that she got her money, of course, before that all happened.
Or that fiasco, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she'll get her money eventually anyway. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's take a peek here. So you're looking at your financial affairs right now, Jan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you been helping other people with your money here, Jan?
When you say helping, what do you mean?
Are you giving money to other people to help them instead of putting it all on you?
Well, I mean, I have to give and contribute to the household expenses.
Got it. Okay. I mean, that's appropriate.
That's not-
No, if you
right.
have somebody else saying, hey, Jan, can I borrow some money, your answer
no.
right now needs to be no.
No, 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 there's no one crazy enough.
Well, I wouldn't be saying it unless I was picking something up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So remember the readings are past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
So if this hasn't manifested yet, this is the time where you want to be real tight-fisted with your money. Of course, you're contributing to the household, but I don't know if you're giving all of your money to the household. It seems like right now you've got to hold on to your money
mm-hmm.
as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like your money's not flowing right now as easily as it you would like it to, but it will come the new year. I don't know if you're getting a second job.
January?
I'm not sure what's going on. You're getting a raise or promotion, but... Yeah, in the new year, around the new year, yes, there will be more money coming in for you.
Okay, and through my businesses or through work?
This might be your businesses or it might be work. I just see the money. It's almost like a dam is opening up.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
right?
you. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Good luck. Good luck. You're welcome.
Thank you, Papa.
Take care. Let us know what happens, Jan. Thank you so much. All right, so let's see who we have next online, guys. Hello, caller.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am, who is this?
I was wondering when this guy Chris will ask me out.
Okay, can I have your name and where you're from?
Jen from Iowa.
Jen, okay, Jen. And you want to know when Chris is going to ask you out?
Yes.
Okay. I have to ask you, I don't want to, you know, disturb you with this, but is he already still connected to another person, Jen?
Yes, and I think they're on and off again.
Well, what I heard was he's not going to ask you out because he's he's previously engaged or something. Do you understand? He's like he can't ask you out right now.
Okay.
So
will that change?
Does he want to? Is he? I mean, he's interested, but I think the situation that he's previously engaged in, like you said, they're on again, off again. Ma'am, if he's not out of that yet, you're just hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're just sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, if he were a free man, which means he's got to be free for himself,
mm-hmm.
then he'd be able to come to you. But when I'm hearing it, when I'm looking into coffee, I believe you guys have had a connection in past lives for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who was a fireman or a policeman or something, Jen?
He is.
Thank you. Yep. Yep, that's what I'm seeing here. So able to be with you like you want him to right now. I just want to let you know, be careful with your emotions because I know you really are into this man. And he's just really not, it's not like he's not interested. I promise you that. But he's not available. And I think he's mentally hurting himself because he's trying to figure out what's going on in the current relationship.
Well,
once he has that settled, then you might have a chance. And really that's the best bet because once he's free and available, hopefully then he can come by you. But right now he's confused. I mean, he's not settled with what's going on in that relationship. So that's what you want to, that's going to wait until he works that out, Jen. Okay. All right. Good luck with that now. All right. Let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is David. How are you?
Hey, David. I'm great. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Palm Springs, California.
So how can I help you, sir? What question do you have?
My question is actually about moving on. Have a great house here, and things are good, but I'm kind of feeling restless and thinking about moving to Hawaii,
I knew it. I was going to say Hawaii for you. What I was going to tell you, you're definitely going, David. What I was going to tell you is you're going to stay at another beautiful... Because to me, when I look at Hawaii, it looks like heaven for you. And you're going to stay in another warm, tropical, amazing location. Yes, you're going there. That's all I can tell you.
And just stay?
Yes.
Because I'm vacationing there.
You're going to stay there.
Yep. Okay. Yay.
Yep. Yep. Yay. And whatever business you're going to make out there, David, oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Well, awesome. Well, yeah, you know, thank you. That's great to hear. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I don't see you going any other place. You might have to come back and go to Washington. You might have to come back. I don't know if it's state of Washington or whatever that is, but I see you, you know, coming back, so, you know, to the mainland and going to I keep getting Washington here for some reason. Maybe California a little bit, Washington. Might even have to go to D.C. for some reason, but I think Hawaii is going to be your homeland.
Cool. Any idea when that might happen?
Nope, I'm not sure when it's going to happen. I just know that you're going to do everything in your power to make it happen, and I see that's where your dreams are at, and that's where it looks like you're going.
Awesome.
Hey, good luck, David. Good luck. I only have I have just a couple more callers to get through, and our time's almost up. So, again, please call the show and share with us what happens later on. Okay. Let's see who's next here. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Rose Maria from Jersey. Whatever you can pick up, I know you have other callers, either finance or romance, whatever you can pick up. I'm working on both.
All right, ma'am, thank you. If you don't mind me saying, do you live in a haunted house there, ma'am?
Haunted house? No.
Well, I can tell you that where you live, I see the spirit of a man walking around there. Just want to share that with you.
I can sense a male around me, but he's alive.
No, not the man that I'm seeing, ma'am.
Probably my
grandfather. So I just want to share that with you, okay?
Okay.
You might, I don't know, do you ever get a glimpse out of the corner of your eye and go to look,
yeah.
Nothing's there?
Yeah, it could be my grandfather.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, there's definitely a man there. Okay, so you're saying love or money. Do you play the lottery?
Not really.
Okay, so I don't know. It seems like you're going to be getting some money in some fashion. I don't know if it's an inheritance. I don't know if somebody finds some old stocks and bonds. I'm not sure what it is, but I do see some money coming your way, and how soon that's happening, I'm not sure, but it seems like it's going to be some, it seems like, well, it's just coming to you. I don't know if it's some suddenly discovered money or what this is, Rosemary, but expect some money coming in here that you weren't expecting. And that's going to be quite a surprise. So good luck with that. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is
that? Hi. Hi, my name's Melissa, and I'm from New York.
Thank you, Melissa. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I just wanted to know, do you see, like, a new love relationship coming for me? I'm single.
Okay, let's take a quick peek here. Did somebody hurt their knee, Melissa?
Hurt their knee?
Fall down or hurt their knee or their leg? Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay, knock on wood. Be careful. And I just saw somebody in your coffee grabbing their knee, going like, ow, ow, ow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and do I see somebody else coming into your life? Yes. Yes, I do. But is there somebody from the past, Melissa, that you've been thinking about or that has contacted you yet?
My ex contacted me from the past and asked me to marry him over the phone. But I just feel like he just wants to cling on to me. I don't know if it's... he asked me, but I didn't say anything.
Well, when I look in your coffee, I see somebody from the past contacting you and wanting to be with you. So, and you know, it's kind of funny because there might be two people from your past contacting you. I don't know if you have a school reunion or somebody from your past like that, but I want you to keep your eyes open for two people, not just one. I don't know in what time frame this is happening, but you already had your husband come in or your ex, and then I want you to keep your eyes open for another person. I don't know if it's going to be a Facebook connection or what it is. So watch for that, and good luck. Good luck, Melissa. You know, I've got to tell you guys, I've got two more callers. I will take the calls. I want to say thank you for joining the show. This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic. It's your psychic connection. You can call in every week. We have different topics that we talk about. You can ask one free psychic question, or you can call me up to get a full in-depth reading. And also right now I've got my once-a-year garage sale special going on. So call me, you guys. Call me. Check me out if you haven't had a reading with me in the past. This is the time to do it while my readings are on sale. My number is 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292, and you can check me out on coffeepsychic.com. All right, so I'm going to go on to our next caller here. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jorianne, it's Russ.
Russ, hey, how are you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad today. A little stressed out about the job, but that's okay. That's nothing new, I guess.
Right?
Yeah, so the only thing I got going on with the job, though, real quick, I was sort of shorted, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but some bonus money, and I had another little thing where I had a rule of a job misinterpreted. which cost me another $500. So between those two, it was about $1,250.
Oh, my God.
You see, between some bonus money and that. And do you see that, maybe me recovering that at all?
Was that recent that this has happened, Russ?
The $500 happened last month, and my boss tried to fight for me to try and get that money back. But, of course, our main office in Kentucky turned it down. The other $750 was from May and June.
Okay. Oh, May and June. Okay. Because I was pretty sure that I heard this part of this already before. I think you might get some of the money back, but not all of it. And this might sound, I don't know how this is going to sound, Russ, but I want you to just think about this. And this is nothing personal. But in the world when we have repeated things happening, there's a reason that they happen. And it's something that we're trying to learn. The universe is trying to tell you something. So by you having something like this happen, and it's happened a couple of times, what do you think the universe is trying to tell you? Like, are you supposed to be keeping better paperwork? Are you supposed to be keeping better track of things? You know, that's one of the things that you want to look at, because when something happens a couple of times, there's something you're missing.
Yeah, I got to think about that, too, because it does seem to be a little bit of a pattern, too, because, the sleep center I used to work for owes me probably about $5,000, and, the lawyer I worked for owes me, I'm not sure exactly the figure, but he'd still owe me a little bit of commission pay, maybe $1,000 or so, or something like that, so there's been a couple of other,
Maybe you're being too nice of a guy, maybe you're not fighting for what's yours, So I'm going to ask you to do a little homework, Russ, and that would be, like, start writing this down. Write down the pattern. And if you can go back to in the moment when these things are happening, like where you go mentally, emotionally, you'll probably see a pattern popping up. And as soon as you can see that pattern, like maybe the first time it happened or something, you might be able to go back to that and go, like, dang it, that's what happened, or that's what I'm making that mean, that sort of thing.
Yeah, because I do seem to get a little upset with it, and I sort of try and fight for a little bit, but then sort of give up. This one with this
right,
one.
Right, so that might be what's happening. That might be that you give up on it, and sometimes you also have to nip something in the bud before it even starts. If somebody starts owing you like $100, you might have to put your foot down and go like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this again. This is an old pattern. I don't allow this in my life anymore. I'm not helping you anymore until you pay me that $100 and then keep me up to date all the time.
Yeah, it's just kind of frustrating, too, because, the bonus part, in our little town hall meetings, we've got, like, three or four different sites that do the collections, because I do mortgage collections. And in our little town hall meetings, they said, it's the top, the very number one in my particular location. And then I was supposed to actually get that, and then my boss, when I met with her about this, she was like, I see you got good numbers, but for some reason people with less numbers are getting them, and they're in their main location down in Kentucky.
Part
of it, I think part of it is a little favoritism towards that particular site.
Yeah.
But.
Well, then that's something for you to look at, Ross. And again, if they're not playing fair with you, you just have to stop playing with them. But that's just me saying that. You might have something else going on inside of you that's saying, what if in a past life you owed a lot of people money, and so this is the way that you're kicking it back spiritually right now, unbeknownst to you, consciously right now. It could be a psychic thing. It could be karma. This could be reconciling a past life debt. And then when your spirit says now, okay, this is it, I'm done with this, then that means you paid back your debt and you're rearranging things to make it fair now to you.
Yeah, maybe I'll
okay?
try. Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll just try and meditate that and say, hey, go my guides and angels. Hey, that's enough. So.
I would definitely meditate with that.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, thanks for
that. Hey, Russ, you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling. Good hearing from you again. Bye bye. Okay. All right, we have one more caller, you guys, and I'm so glad everyone's joined the show tonight. What a wonderful show. All right, let's see. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey. Who is this?
Hi. This is Kimberly from Indiana.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Okay. Oh, my God. You know what? Yes. Yes. So I have, I've got a call coming in. Do you have a quick question?
I'm just wondering, how can you get more attuned to your psychic abilities?
If you're okay with me being very brief about this,
sure.
I'm going to say it very succinctly, trust. It's when people don't trust what they're hearing and sensing and feeling, that's when we get led astray. I think spirits work with us on a regular basis. And many times when we're afraid, we just turn it off. And so I think by turning it off, that's where we have a problem. So if you trust what the spirits are telling you and you learn to listen intuitively, that's the way to do it. Take classes, things like that. But
okay.
That's what to do. But I know I'll be talking to you later. So I hope you all have had a wonderful day. And God bless you all. And we'll talk to you here next week at Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. This is Jori Ann. Yes.